I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Adi, third hour here on this Tuesday. What's going on, Tiki and Tierney? This is the Tiki and Tierney Show around the country. Monday through Friday, 3 to 6 Eastern, noon to 3 Pacific. Of course, over a great 150 affiliates. Twitter, Tiki and Tierney. Instagram, same deal. YouTube.com/Tiki and Tierney. And as always, Tiki and I are inside of our studio here in Lower Manhattan on the west side, the Rocket Mortgage Studio. Whether you want to buy a home or refinance your current home, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there for home loan solutions that fit your life. Rocket can. We'll do a lot of World Series stuff coming up next hour. Next segment, Will Middlebrook, CBS Sports HQ, Major League Baseball analyst, as the Fall Classic begins tonight. Looking forward to that as the Braves try to win. It's been a while. All right, the Astros been a couple of years, and they're trying to shed that cheater label. You know that outside Astro fans, the public is very much against the Astros. Should be a lot of fun. This was fun as well. You know, you go back to that Tennessee win over the Buffalo Bills, Tennessee Titans, obviously this past weekend against the Kansas City Chiefs. Didn't allow a touchdown, which I don't know if anybody's really like stunned that Tennessee won, because we know they're pretty good and they have been good for a couple of years now. But to not allow Mahomes to get a touchdown was quite the accomplishment. Teak, we're joined by one of their corners. That secondary's been banged up a lot. Elijah Molden, I believe a third rounder, and he's feeling his way around the NFL, doing a good job from the Titans. Elijah's with us now on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. How are you, buddy?
Doing well. Thank you. Thank you both for having me on. I really appreciate it.
No, it's good to have you on. How's your rookie season been? I know you got a couple starts under your belt because of some injuries in the secondary, but have you managed converting or going from the college game out in Washington to Tennessee? It's obviously across the country, but how's it been?
Man, it's been a journey. I think there's a lot of similarities just between, you know, at the end of the day, it's still football. But with that being said, it's more complex. The level of competition is higher. I've just been focusing on improving every week and, just doing the little things right. So I've had a lot of fun with my teammates and getting to know them well and whatnot, and just taking every week as it is.
Yeah, I got to back you up a year when you were out of Washington. Your head coach, Jimmy Lake, was my brother's position coach when he was with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So you got that DB training in your head coach. You know, how did he prepare you to make this jump to the NFL?
Yeah, I got to say, I've heard Rondé. No disrespect, I've heard Rondé's name a lot more than your name. Coach Lake and him, I just heard that name so many times at Washington. But going back to UW, I think one of the reasons why I committed to Washington was just because of how they developed defensive backs and kind of how they taught not just one position, but the whole moving parts of the defense, and that's allowed me to get on the field early in my NFL career.
It's paid off for you so far. That's Elijah Molden from the Titans. Now you guys are 5-2. You were top the AFC South. You got a couple of game lead on everybody else. Minimal league, got three straight wins. Listen, I know that you guys don't hit each other in practice the way Tiki and his former teammates used to hit each other back in the day. Not at all. But I would imagine, Elijah, there was at least one moment during the summer where Derrick Henry busted through the line, and you know you couldn't pop him, and you knew that he wasn't going to necessarily even run through you, but you had a sense of what opposing corners and safeties see when Derrick Henry's hunting them down. When he's running at you, what are you seeing and what are you feeling?
I think the first thing I said when I got drafted to the Titans was, at least I don't have to tackle Derrick Henry. it's pretty well known that, we have to protect our running back in practice. But, seeing him on the field, he's not built like a normal running back. You know what I mean? I think he's kind of changed his position. I don't know if there's going to be too many players after him, and there hasn't been too many players before him. So And the coolest thing about him is he's just a real humble guy. He treats everyone the same.
Yeah, we've had him on the show. He is humble. You know, I saw last week, maybe it was 2 weeks, maybe it was the Bills game, where he hit the top speed of about 22 miles per hour, the next-gen stat. I think, and we learned this probably 2 years ago, I think there was, well, he's big, and no, he's incredibly fast. Is he the fastest guy on your team? I mean, is he truly the fastest guy?
I mean, yeah, when that happened, I told someone, I was like, that's just like, you don't see that every day, you know what I mean? And from the sideline watching it happen, and I mean, I'm just glad he's my teammate. Yeah. That's all I can say.
Keep it simple. Yeah. Elijah Molden, corner for the Titans with us here on Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Now, Elijah, we saw this game, watched it intently, the Kansas City Chiefs last weekend. You guys did a hell of a job shutting down Patrick Mahomes and this offense, forcing him into some mistakes. What was the key? Right, what did you guys do that confused him or just made him so ineffective? It's very rare that Pat Mahomes goes an entire game without throwing a touchdown pass.
Yeah, I think our defensive coordinator, Shane Bone, had a really good game plan. And really, I mean, I think the goal is the same every week, but especially this week is to, not give up the big play. Keep everything in front of us, especially with the team like the Chiefs. You know, they got some – a lot of track guys, a lot of real fast guys on their team, so we can't get into a foot race with them. Have a more of a bend but don't break mentality, and then when we need to, create plays and turnovers, and that's what we got to do. And I think we play well, and we all had a lot of fun.
Yeah, no, you guys have gotten some big wins against two of the favorites, really, even though Kansas City at 2-5 on the season so far is not really playing like a favorite, but you beat the Kansas City Chiefs last weekend, as we just said, the Buffalo Bills the weekend before that. Jacksonville is a game I called, actually, so I was down there for that big win. But you guys gotta feel like you can play against anybody, whether it's the Jets game notwithstanding, we'll forget that one, but it feels like you guys can play against anybody. You guys feel that way? Is there confidence that doesn't matter who you face on this schedule, you guys can win or find a way to win?
There's definitely confidence, but I don't think it's circumstantial. Like, I think, it's easy to kind of ride the highs and dread the lows in this league. But one thing I've noticed is just we're pretty even keeled, not too high, not too low. After a win, we get 24 hours to enjoy it, but then it's back to work and preparing for the next team. Every week has its own challenges to face. But I think it's just all about, we can't get complacent.
Yeah.
And take our foot off the gas.
Yeah, no, you can't, because that's when you get snatched a little bit. Is that your head coach's personality? Obviously I played against Mike Vrabel, and I know him, but trying to interview him, because I told you I did the game a couple weeks ago, it was just weird. It was like he was so standoffish. And
was
like,
he really?
Just not telling
Give
us anything.
Give me the Heisman?
It felt Belichickian, if you put it that way.
Belichick disciple wins.
Right.
Yes.
Most of them don't.
But how is he with you guys as a coach? I know how he was as a player, but how is he with you guys? And is that the personality that you're espousing right now?
Well, Coach Vrabel, it's just obviously he's so relatable because, yes, he was a player for, I think, 14 years, and now he's been coaching. So he's really seen both sides, and he's definitely more of a talk, let's do more leader. And I like that, too, because, you can get in trouble, talking too much after a win or a loss. So we keep everything close to the chest and then, let our actions speak for themselves.
Yep, a buttoned up team, no doubt. We're talking to Elijah Molden from the Titans. Listen, Tiki glossed over that Jets game, but I'm a diehard Jets fan, and I gotta ask you, how the hell did we beat you guys? I mean, I've watched every snap of the Jets. I can't believe we might not win a game the rest of the season. That was obviously an anomaly. What happened in that game?
I don't know what game you're talking about.
Oh, I hear. I got you. It's been scrubbed from the mind already. That's smart.
That is brilliant. It's
my only memory of the season.
That's brilliant, Elijah.
Hey, by the way, when you were getting ready for both Josh Allen and Mahomes, they both have rockets. That's obvious. Allen a little more out of the pocket in terms of size. Who's tougher to prepare for? And I'm not trying to set you up to diss one of the two, because I'm sure you have great respect for both. But maybe I'll even phrase it this way for you. What are the different challenges preparing for Josh versus Mahomes?
Well, I think you said, I mean, there, I think there's more similarities than not, just because no matter where they're at in the field, no matter which way they roll out, they can make any throw, you know, and that's something that as a rookie I learned pretty early on that, you know, now that I'm in the league, like, these quarterbacks can make any throw. And those guys certainly can. It doesn't really matter what angle their body's in. So it's that, and the fact that you know, they're both mobile, and Josh too, he really likes to put his shoulders down and fight for extra yards. So that was probably the difference between those two. But you know, I think they're world class athletes and certainly great football players.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. I mean, Josh Allen's like a running back. The way he cuts off defenders and doesn't want to just slide, he's unreal.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have the Colts and the Rams. You're on the road the next couple of weeks, and you know, you get it's not an easy stretch for you. You know, throughout, and especially now because everybody sees you as a front runner. How do you guys keep your focus on the task at hand? I know you say that it's what Coach Vrabel preaches. You seem like you, as a young player, have already bought in. Maybe you're that way coming in from Jimmy Lake's system out of Washington. But how do you keep your focus on this task at hand? You know the history of the team in the postseason last year, losing in the first round. How do you keep your focus and finish out this season strong?
Yeah, it's a good question. I think I probably say what's really helped me the last couple of weeks is just simplifying everything. I already mentioned it's a complicated game, but you know, when you can't simplify everything and you go out there and try and you know, when you bite off more than you can chew, that's when you kind of play hesitant and make those mistakes. But you know, I think our coaching staff and certainly our veteran players do a good job simplifying the game plan and boiling everything down to a few keys that, hey, if we can do these keys right, then we can win the game. So that's what we've been focusing on.
Elijah, you got yourself a good team. I certainly know, I know you know that. Seem very locked in, very mature for a young rook. Nice having you on the show, and continued success your first year in the NFL, and continued success with the Titans moving forward, buddy. Thanks for hopping on. We appreciate it.
Thank you both. Thank you very much.
Be good, Elijah.
There you go. And we'll talk about my Jets, though.
It's smart. Just forget it.
Yeah, that was a veteran move right there.
That was a solid,
really, I almost didn't know what to say.
Yeah, right?
That guy got me, the kid.
Yeah, Elijah was
what
a...
What game?
He was a,
where did I go from there?
He was a reserve the first five games of the season, but he started the last couple.
Out of necessity, there.
Yeah.
The guy's going down like flies.
He's played well, though.
He's done a really good job.
Yeah, agreed.
I mean, think about, the Bills scored more points than Kansas City, and that's when they lost a couple guys in that Bills game. They have their depth chart. I mean, that's a team that should make a trade, really.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny because I brought up the Jets. Like, if I'm the Titans, I'd have to really look specifically at their safety situation, both of them. But if I'm the Titans, why would you trade for Marcus May?
Because Byard is really good. He's the leader.
Who's the other one? I don't know the other one off the top of my head.
I should know because I just did the game, but it's slipping me. I got too many names in my head.
I got you.
But yeah, I mean, they could
make a call, see what's going on.
I mean, so at the end of the day, though, like, I think they believe in the structure of their team, like the complementary football. It's a word that came up. I mean, started seeing it, hearing it like 4 years ago. Complementary football in the National Football League, but it's really about offense helping defense, defense helping offense type of thing. I think they believe that they have the right construction of OD right now, especially because you have Derrick Henry.
No.
I mean, you can't sugarcoat it.
Best player in the game right now? Is he the best player in the game right now?
He's the MVP to me, and he's been really probably for 2 years now. But running backs aren't going to get that kind of love.
They might this year.
Without Derrick Henry, they're not 5-2. I mean, maybe they're 2-5.
Yeah, they might be.
Right? And so he impacts that team, I think, more than any player in the NFL for what they do, for what they're set up to do.
I can't disagree with that.
And so he should get MVP consideration. He won't because it's a quarterback award at this point, but this dude is special.
I think he's going to get some consideration this
year.
I really do. I just feel like he's going to get consideration.
I mean, he barely did last year, and he was 2,000 yards.
Yeah, but you know what it is? Usually more so on the Heisman, but like, you kind of set your candidacy the year before.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And since he did that a year ago, the conversation's been going.
And he's leading the league in rushing
again. That's where I was going next.
What's he scored? three touchdowns three times?
Well, he did it against Seattle. He did it against the Bills. Does he have three or two?
He did it against Jacksonville, the game I did.
Against the Jaguars. Yeah. So it is three.
Yeah, wow. He's ridiculous.
He really is.
And then he threw a touchdown last weekend.
More than Mahomes. All right, speaking of throwing, we're going to get the World Series tonight. Game one, Will Middlebrooks, former Red Sox, CBS Sports HQ baseball analyst. What do we got? Matchups, who's going to take it? We'll hit some baseball next. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Stu Getz, what do you know about this song? Nick
Nothing.
Yeah. Well, then what are you playing it for? I like it. How do you know I like it? How do you know?
You mentioned you like Nirvana. So
I did. Okay, there you go.
Stu Getz is good like that.
Listen to this. Teague, what do you know about this song? You don't
Nothing.
Know much about this song.
Nada.
I bet you Will Middlebrooks knows a little bit about this song. Banging these, I'm sure he banged in a little Nirvana back in the day. Maybe when he first came up, you know, came into the show. Certainly in the minors, I'm sure. You were getting a little Nirvana. It seems like a good baseball
team. Oh, I know Nirvana, just not that song.
Well, if you don't know that song, you don't really know Nirvana. It's not like it's buried, 35 songs among the top hits. I mean, it's probably, that song I'd say is.
What's the name of that song?
That song is probably.
In Bloom?
No, not In Bloom. That song is probably.
What's it called?
Top.
In Bloom, that's what it's called.
You said End Bloom. My bad. You said End Bloom. 12 to 15 in terms of popularity? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a little low on the list. You could know Nirvana and not necessarily know that song. I'm going to take that back, Teague. I apologize, buddy.
One, I'm looking at Nirvana Essentials.
Okay.
Sorry, Will.
Well, hang on, buddy. We'll
one, get two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Eight to have it at.
Eight deep in Essentials.
Okay. All right. Close. I said, 12-ish. There you go. It's all subjective. Will Middlebrooks, former big league ball player. That's not subjective. That definitely happened. He's part of the CBS Sports HQ family as well. Great baseball analyst. Good follow on Twitter as well. Will, what's happening, buddy? Tiki and Tierney, welcome back, man.
I just, you know, I'm happy to be back, number one. And second, I walked into Nirvana talk, which that's always good stuff. Right?
That's what I'm saying. I know you guys had to bump this in the clubhouse back in the day. I don't know if Big Poppy was letting this fly, but maybe he got a little
Poppy's
somewhere.
Area? No, it's not really Big Poppy's cup of tea, but, you know, smells like Teen Spirit. All Polly. Yeah. We like it.
All right, Polly wants a cracker. All right, we want some World Series. Now, we get it. Now, listen, I understand. I said this to Tiki yesterday, Will. I don't own TV networks, so I don't give a rat's behind about the ratings. I want good baseball. I want good storylines. It is very hard not to get behind the energy of the Braves, who had the fewest regular season wins, 88. They lost one of the top three or four players in baseball in Acuna. And very quietly, they reshaped their roster. Here they are. And here's those cheating Astros, who once again get a chance to, you know, shove it down America's throat. I know it's not Dodgers-Red Sox, but I got to tell you, on paper, I love this matchup.
I love it, too. I mean, you nailed it. I mean, what the Braves were able to do, considering they weren't even a 500 team until early August, they lost their star player, an MVP candidate in Acuna. Ozuna broke his hand, and he had his off-the-field issues, which cost him his season. Mm-hmm. Their ace, Mike Soroka, re-tears his Achilles. So the trade deadline's coming, and I'm doing shows about the trade deadline. Who's going to do what? What are the Braves going to do? Well, I had them as for sure selling and retooling and getting ready for 2022. And then they bring in Jock Peterson like 2 weeks before, and I'm like, that's odd. I'm not sure. You know, they got him kind of for nothing. And then they get Adam Duvall, Jorge Soler, who carried them in September offensively, and then he got COVID. Now he's back. He's DHing. And then Eddie Rosario, who is basically a salary dump, is how they picked him up. And we saw what he did last series and completely carried him past the Dodgers. He hit .560 and tied an all-time record in hits in a series, and he didn't even play seven games.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you really dig into those guys they brought over, those additions, which basically Jock and Rosario during the postseason have accounted for 60% of their runs they've scored this postseason.
Yeah, the Dodgers.
Which is unbelievable.
Yeah, the Dodgers The Dodgers felt bad letting him go, right? after what he did to him.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, right. Will, you mentioned, like, the because I remember this, because BT and I hit this the other day. The Braves were kind of, I don't want to say they're an afterthought because that's just so disrespectful, but it just felt like, we're not even thinking about the Braves right now. Yeah, the East is just terrible. Whoever comes out of it is not going to make it past the wild card even if they get it. You know, it didn't even matter, right? And so it became an issue, as you just detailed, of them retooling. If you're the Braves, how do you trust that retool is actually going to work? You know what I mean? And commit all of that resource to doing it right now.
Yeah, I don't think the moves they made at the deadline are going to retool them for the future. I don't. I think that was a right now move with these guys and what they needed at the moment. Jock Peterson isn't going to come out and hit 300. He's going to hit 240 with the big home runs, but he brings energy to a team. And I was just listening to an interview on TV of Will Smith. Their closer was talking. They asked him, when did things turn around? He said, honestly, you know, when the front office made those moves, it gave us energy knowing that they believed in us. And then when Jock walked in our clubhouse, our complete demeanor, our attitude, our vibe changed. So there's your difference maker right there. Who cares what he does on the field at this point? He's already made a difference in that clubhouse.
Mm-hmm. You know, you got to tell us a little bit more about Charlie Morton. Not that we don't know who Charlie Morton is. He's been on the national radar for years now. Obviously, a couple of years with the Astros, a couple of years with the Rays, a lot of playoff appearances. He's taking the rock tonight for the Braves, and that was a very good sign. And he started with the Braves, if I'm not mistaken, years ago. And then a lengthy, relatively obscure stint with a Pirates team that wasn't ready to win. You know, he's transformed himself, probably going back 5 or 6 years ago, into a big-game winning pitcher. What changed everything? I'm not saying he was a scrub. I'm certainly not asserting that. But he's getting the ball in game one of the World Series. Like, what has he done differently to change his entire existence? I mean, it seemed like he was pretty much on the way out.
Well, he always relied on a sinker, but it was 91 miles an hour. Now it's 96 to 98.
So and it's all it's all spin
that's
rate.
The biggest difference.
Will, it's all spin rate. That's it.
Well, I think he's got his arm stronger. I think he found an arm program that worked for him. With velocity comes more spin when you throw the ball harder.
Yep.
So he didn't increase his spin to increase his velocity. He increased his velocity to increase his spin. If that makes sense.
It makes total sense. Interesting.
So he got his arm stronger, but what's crazy is he's 37 years old. Like you said, the last 5 years, he's gotten better and better and better. And every year you look up, you're like, who's starting for, you know, or who's closing? Who's in a big situation for this team in the playoffs? Charlie Morton, what? He is in a different uniform last year. But every year he's in a big spot in the playoffs with a different team. He closed the World Series for the Astros in 2017. So it's kind of ironic that he's pitching in game one against them this year. But like I said, velocity. I think that's the biggest thing. He's smart. He knows how to pitch. He knows how to read swings. You're going to watch him tonight. It's going to be pretty much 50-50 split between curveball and two-seam fastball. Good movement. He can pitch up in the zone because he has velocity as well. If you want to talk spin, he can throw a four-seamer and spin it up there, and then he can sink it below bats. Mm-hmm. And he has one of the best curveballs in baseball, which we're going to see if the bases are loaded, you know, high leverage situation, runners in scoring position with a good hitter up, he's going to go to that curveball because hitters this year, he threw over 1,000 curveballs. They hit 127 against him.
That's a great stat.
We're going to see plenty of curveballs.
Well, he's always had a nasty deuce. I didn't know it was quite that nasty. 127, over 1,000 pitches. That is nasty. That's filthy. So that's Will Middlebrooks, World Series champ, by the way, back in 2013 with the Red Sox. CBS Sports HQ MLB analyst, game one tonight. And Will's with us here on TK and Tierney.
Hey, Will, looking at the Astros, we know what their bats are all about. And, you know, some of their core from, you know, the cheating years are still there. But a lot of it is new. And Gurriel and Kyle Tucker, etc.
Alvarez.
Yep, Alvarez. But, I mean, I think this series will be won or lost on their staff, on their rotation. I mean, Greinke is still, I mean, I feel like he's been around forever, Zach Greinke. But here he is. You know, tell us about the Astros pitching staff and how it either helps or hurts them at this stage in the season.
Well, first things first, not having Lance McCullers Jr. out there, that hurts. I mean, that's your ace. That's your guy who's you want in the big game. So Framber Valdez, who throws tonight, really good stuff, but what are we going to get? Are we going to get who pitched against the White Sox or in game one versus the Red Sox and give up a ton of runs over one and a third? Are we going to get who pitched against the Red Sox in game five and went eight innings and gave up three hits and one run? So you just, if you get that, obviously that's what you want. There is a void past game two because they have Luis Garcia who we saw pitch really well against the Red Sox in his last outing. But past that, yeah, there's a void. There's a void. Atlanta has three good starters. You need three good starters. Are we going to see Greinke? Greinke looked awful against the Red Sox.
Yeah.
He had also only thrown like 49 pitches over 2 months because of injury and not pitching. So him not being stretched out hurts them. They have Jake Odorizzi who can stretch out. But yeah, it's definitely like their one flaw. If you look at them right now, it's their rotational depth. They don't have it. Their bullpen's going to have to cover a lot of innings. Like they did against the Red Sox. It was pretty much 50-50 between starters and bullpen innings in that Red Sox series, and they still found a way to shut down a really good offense. So I think they can do that. I actually think the offense for the Astros is going to be the difference.
Yeah.
With all that experience set up, they've been there before, they've been in big games. I think being able to control that heart rate and slow the game down in a game like this, in an atmosphere like this, is what's going to be the difference.
Yeah, and then there's the Dusty Baker factor here. And we're not just talking about the likability of this team because he makes you kind of want to like them even if you get to your core and you're like, I still hate them. Dusty kind of makes you like it. But he's a great manager. And you saw that in one of those bullpenning games. I think 7.5 of bullpenning. It was great. The Dusty Baker factor, does that – push this, like if you're on the fence here, does it push you on the side of the Astros?
If you're on the fence, yes, but who's actually on the fence? You either love the Astros or you hate them, right?
Yeah, no, I'm talking about winning or losing. I'm not talking about like likability. I'm talking about like winning the series or losing.
So another aspect of this is I think it's intangibles for the Astros, and that goes hand in hand with the experience. And I think part of the intangibles is, other than the huge chip on their shoulder they have, is wanting to win this for Dusty Baker.
Yeah.
He's been in one World Series as a manager, 2002, lost in 7 games to the Angels. We know the story. He won one as a player in 1981 with the Dodgers. But this is a Hall of Fame. He has over 2,000 hits as a player and 2,000 wins as a manager. This is a Hall of Famer. The one thing he's missing is a World Series ring. So I think this is just extra fuel to the Astros' fire to put them over the top.
He is, he's one of a kind, man, with those wristbands. He still thinks he's 20 years old. It's awesome.
If you look closely, those wristbands have a picture of his face on them.
I know.
That's amazing.
Oh, absolutely.
What's the toothpick.
I know.
Will, do you know the history? What's the history behind those wristbands?
He just always worn them. So he wore them as a player. I don't know the exact. I know even if you look back to when he was a player, he had wristbands on. He was always known for wearing them as a manager. He kept wearing them. And then eventually a company said, hey, we want to make you some personalized ones. That's where the ones with the faces came from,
yep.
Which is, I think, hilarious. I think you should get some with, like, some latex black gloves on them. I think that'd be funny.
Hey, Will, he's a step away from putting some eye black on before he hits the dugout.
I love it. He's probably got a cup and some metal spikes on, too.
Right next to the fungo. All right, so the anticipation is that this is the last run for Carlos Correa in Houston, that they will not pony up the money out of the Yankees. The shortstop market's going to be really good. Trevor Story, obviously Corey Seager, Correa as well. Are you absolutely convinced that Correa will that this will be his last week and a half or so with Houston, or you think there's a chance they actually do find the money?
I'm not convinced that he's going to sign elsewhere. I mean, it's 50-50 right now. I have him picked as my World Series MVP. Mm. You know, we saw him say he hit that homer against Boston, him say, hey, it's my time.
Yep.
It is. I mean, this is what's better going to sit at a table and negotiate with a team a contract when you just won on the biggest stage and you were the best player in that series. And he's been a good player. He's fifth all time in RBIs in the postseason. He's 27 years old. I know he's played a lot of postseason games, but that's a big game player.
Yes.
He led the entire league in position players in WAR this year with eight WAR, something like that, which is absurd, which is defensive numbers help that. But regardless, he was a ridiculous player at the shortstop position, which is a premium position. He should get broke off. He really should.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But, and by the way, as he transitions deeper into his career, most shortstop outside of Jeter, and that was a little delicate, you know, they never moved him off of shortstop. And quite frankly, I love Derek, but the last couple of years, he probably should have been playing second base. But if he signs this 8, 9, 10-year deal, whatever it equates to, does he transition to second base or third base when his shortstop days are over, Correa?
I think his stature, he was
6'4".
You know, with this stature, he would move to third.
Yeah.
You're gonna lose a step. You know, you still need that step up the middle. So I would say third base. I mean, yeah, I know you talked about Jeter and late in his career, and he got slower and lost a step, and everyone thought, well, he's so good, he makes all these amazing plays. Well, he only has to make those amazing plays because he can't get in front of it because he's slow.
Correct. You know? No, it's true.
You know, and, but hey, it's fine. It got me a couple extra hits on the back of my baseball card.
Oh, cool. Yeah, here we go, the Red Sox.
Will, that sounds like
I didn't have many. Let me have that.
Yeah, Will, that sounds like Red Sox on Yankees crime right there.
It is, but he's got a world championship to stuff it down my throat. 2013 world champion. We got Will Middlebrooks. So we're going to wrap it up here. Well, I want to give Freddie Freeman some national love here, and I want to ask you a question. He's one of the great guys in the game, and he's durable, and he's won an MVP, and he's already hit 5 All-Star games, and he's going to talk about getting broken off. Mm-hmm. He's going to have some loot coming his way as well. He's 31, all right? He's still relatively young, and in about a year and a half or so, if he stays healthy, knock on wood, he's going to surpass 2,000 hits. So depending upon how much longer he plays after that, he's going to be minimally 27, 28, maybe. I mean, is he a definite Hall of Famer in your opinion?
I think so. He's one of the most pure hitters I've ever played against. I mean, you watch his swing, and it is a purely contact swing, but he still has 270-plus career homers. Like, he can still bop you for 30 homers a year, and he has. I mean, we saw an MVP year. We saw it this year. But his high rate of contact is insane. And what was crazy was watching him at the beginning of the series against the Dodgers, and he struck out 7 consecutive at-bats.
Yeah.
I felt like I was on another planet because that just didn't make any sense in my world, in my head, that Freddie Freeman wasn't able to make contact for 7 at-bats because he's that good. I mean, you said it, 5-time All-Star, MVP, Gold Glover, Silver Slugger.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing he's missing is a World Series.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
And he's, like you say, he's 31, 32 years old. He's got, I think, at least another 5, 6 solid years of his career, of where he'll continue to hit really well.
I agree. He's got that easy oppo power, and again, really one of the good guys in the game. Will, we're going to let you bounce so we can deduce based on what you said about the Astro bats. Astros in 6, is that your official prediction or no?
Astros in 6, I like it. I like it a lot. I like Carlos Correa winning MVP.
Hey, always good following on Twitter. Good job, man. Good having you back on the show.
Appreciate you, Will.
All right, guys. Talk soon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai,
There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, Sunday, it's going to be a very happy Halloween with the NFL on CBS. Some nice matchups inside the division, some good rivalries. Steelers head to Cleveland, battle the Browns. Dolphins taking on the Bills. Get set for all the action beginning with the NFL today, noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific. This Sunday, the NFL is on CBS. That shot right there kind of reminds me, if there were no buildings a little bit, on CBS Sports Network, like Cloud City and The Empire Strikes Back a little bit, go see Lando Calrissian. He thinks, Lando is... doesn't know that Vader's there waiting for him.
Yeah.
So he kind of plays him. Of course, you know, Lando comes around and helps his boy out a little bit. You know, they go back away, he and Han. But anyway, that's what I think when I see that. Looks like Cloud City. Best of the Star Wars, in my opinion. Empire. You?
It's a hard one. I don't like the early ones. 1, 2, and 3.
Meaning the early ones?
Because they redid
them. The most recent ones?
No, the prequels.
Okay. Like, yeah. You started
with 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, yeah.
But then they did 1, 2, and 3. They got a little.
I couldn't stand those. Those are horrendous.
They tried to make them kid friendly.
They were corny.
Yeah.
You had Yoda jumping off the ceiling. Yeah. It was like so unbelievable.
And then Jar Jar Binks.
I didn't like that.
The last one I didn't really like.
Really? Yeah,
honestly.
The Last Jedi? It was Skywalker?
Yeah.
Or I liked all those. I saw them all in the theater. I liked them all.
Honestly, I've enjoyed the spinoffs so much more than any of the movies.
On Disney Plus, The Mandalorian, stuff like that?
Like The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
And I forget the other ones that have just come off. Like,
don't they have one coming out about Obi-Wan?
No, it's about Bubba. Or no, Jango Fett, I think it is.
They have a ton. They've got one for...
The Mandalorian was great.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. So. They have one for Boba Fett. They also have one. Rosario Dawson plays this... character from, if you watch the Clone Wars, like the animated series, there's Ahsoka,
the Clone
Ahsoka,
Wars,
whatever her name is.
The Clone Wars I love.
Yeah, so the main girl, Ahsoka, whatever, she's a Jedi.
Tano.
Yes.
Who?
Ahsoka Tano.
Who?
Ahsoka Tano.
Ahsoka Khan.
Yeah.
Ahsoka Khan.
So she becomes like this badass Jedi, and Rosario Dawson played her in The Mandalorian, and they have a spin-off of that. That's going to be awesome.
Stu, you got to get a drop. You got to make a drop of Shaka Khan. You
got to
have a drop of Shaka Khan. You just got to hit it.
Yeah, you got to know.
So we don't have to do it ourselves.
Yeah. Actually, have her do it for the actual song. I would have to say the thing that I love, those spinoffs are different. But
you're right. Empire is probably the best.
I mean, I love the New Hope. That sucked us all in, clearly. I mean, that was phenomenal. But
I know what you mean. It was great, but it was...
Well, to me, the Return of the Jedi is where it got a little corny with the Ewoks.
Mm-hmm.
Just wasn't a fan of that.
Yeah.
Firing rocks at each other, hoping, like, dropping nets from trees. Come on,
I love that.
Oh, God.
The big, bad, advanced society of the Empire versus these, like, rock-throwing little puppies.
Well,
it was great.
It was just... It
gave hope to anybody in the world and the galaxy that, anybody can take down an Empire.
I haven't even seen these... Samter, like the Ewoks, A Battle for Endor.
No, I would never watch that. The Ewoks, they just bother me. They were cute, but it took away from the essence of Star Wars, man. It was just too much baby time.
But so I think that was part of the benefit of it. The fact that it was like not Star Wars. It was
if you're nine, like, you loved it when you came
out.
No,
not even just nine. The fact that it was like this group of ragtag,
little gang of furry balls.
I couldn't
from
think of
the other side of the tracks.
The spinoffs I couldn't think of. Rogue One.
Rogue One was incredible.
And Solo.
Yeah. I like Solo.
Yeah.
I liked them all.
Yeah.
I saw everyone in the theater that I could. Like every one of them that came out. All right, Teak, you ready for? And by the way, I'm also the kind of guy, like, if Rocky 19 comes out in 20 years, I'll go see it. Like, there's just certain things that I'm forever invested in.
Oh,
Star Wars and Rocky are right at the top of the list.
You know what I've been into? Bad Batch. It's cartoon, but it's whatever.
I got a question for you. What have you been tweeting? What is that?
That's NFTs. That's an NFT.
No,
thing.
I know, but what is it of?
It's of
like you have this undercurrent, this relationship. So, I don't even know what you're tweeting about.
You know Jared Augustine,
yes,
the CEO of Thuzio, my company that we founded. He's a co-founder as well. Well, he started an NFT project around gambling called Knights of Deegan.
Okay.
And so I have.
And he didn't recruit Sharp Tierney for this?
No, we should. We're just getting started here. The NFT world is interesting and unique. And so I have three knights. And so the one that's on my avatar now is my knight.
Okay.
And so that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, I didn't know. Well, you're like speaking a foreign language.
It's all crypto world. It's like it's a little bit complicated. I'm still figuring it out
it
a lot myself.
It seems a little
but it's fun.
No, I got. I know you like
great,
that stuff.
There's some great people in it as well.
Speaking of crypto, you see what Brady gave the guy?
Yeah.
He gave him one Bitcoin worth $63,000.
He just kind of like casually threw that in. I also gave him a Bitcoin.
We're
49. I mean, we can't.
Yeah, we don't need to do the blast. Mike, be fair. Pull
he like
up
casually
the list.
Throws that in.
Pull up the list of everything that this guy, obviously Tom Brady threw touchdown number 600 over the weekend. Mike Evans took the ball through to somebody,
away,
the fan.
Which he always does, by the way.
Yep. Not really realized he was number 600. Got it back, obviously. He didn't. One of the Bucks guys went and got it. And I know that they gave him like season tickets for the rest of this year and next year, two signed Brady jerseys, I think a Mike Evans helmet.
Mm-hmm.
Brady gave him crypto worth about 63 large. Honestly, the guy messed up. The guy's a horrendous deal maker.
It's
worth $600,000, that ball.
Yeah. Probably in time.
Horrible move.
Probably in time more.
Yeah. It's one of one.
One of
As you
one.
Said yesterday.
It's one of
what,
one.
What else did they give him that I missed? Was that it?
That's about it. The season tickets you talked about for the rest of this season and next season, the crypto, the Bitcoin. The one thing that the guys...
Well, here's the thing. If they go to like... So season tickets is like regular season. But what happens if they like go to the postseason?
Well, I'm sure they'll let
get
him
to
in.
The Super Bowl.
They'll put him in a suite somewhere.
Are they like giving this guy tickets to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, they will. They'll hook him up.
So if that's the case...
I did see the guy give an interview. And the guy basically... Like, first of all, he was front row, so... He probably has some money.
He's not destitute.
Right. Yeah. So he basically did say the money isn't that important to him. He said what would be more fun for him is if Brady would do a round of golf with him.
Oh, wow.
So it sounds like for me, this guy is more interested in like
the experience.
The jerseys, signed autographs,
well,
the cleats,
yeah,
the experience. So the Bitcoin probably is like, listen, $62,000, no one's going to sneeze at.
He's like, he's probably like, I got 100 already.
Yeah, I know.
And listen, who knows? Maybe Bitcoin's worth triple the value in a year or two. So who knows? Mm-hmm.
We'll maybe see. It bottoms out or it's worth nothing. It's worth the lint in your pocket. Maybe. Probably not, though. Stu Getz, how much would it take to buy you off? I got to be honest. The way things are priced now.
Well, here's the thing.
Gas, $4 a gallon. I wouldn't give the ball back.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing.
Until I got a check for $500,000.
Do you think people were aware of this in the stadium? I mean, you go into the game knowing, hey, Tom Brady's going to throw for a 600 touchdown possibly today. When that second one happens.
Yep.
You think like the stadium collectively is like, that was number 600?
I know exactly. Good question. If you are a true Buccaneers fan,
yeah,
you know every obscure stat, but you know every pertinent benchmark associated with your team.
And that
if you read one article in the Tampa Tribune or jumped on CBSSports.com or know anything, absolutely. And if that guy didn't know, I'm not taking a shot, then he's just a fringe fan, and that's fine. But if he's like a devout, locked-in-the-trenches Buccaneers fan, he absolutely should know. And I believe that he would know.
You know what it reminds me of is when Derek Jeter hit his 3,000th home run as...
Against Tampa, David Price.
As a home run.
Yeah.
He was only the second player ever to hit his 3,000th hit as a home run. Wade Boggs was the first.
Yeah. Boggsy knelt in Tampa.
And the guy who caught it was a 23-year-old kid who had $250,000 or $100,000 of student loans or something.
Yeah.
He gave Jeter the ball for nothing.
He didn't
even ask for anything.
Oh, wow.
And he could have sold that in the open market for hundreds of thousands of dollars. That's Derek Jeter one.
Uh-huh.
Right? That's first Yankee ever with 3,000 hits. It was a home run. Only the second player ever to do it. The game itself, Jeter went 5-for-5, got the game-winning hit also.
Yeah.
It was such an epic thing to have that ball and then just to give it back was just insane.
Well, but I think there's
Jeter should have paid off.
I was going to say, a little onus on Jeter to kind of do like what Tom Brady. I know there was no Bitcoin back then, but You got to break the guy something, even if you give him a couple of numbers of people you dated. There's enough of them. That might be worth half a million itself.
Hey, I mean, yeah. At the end of the day, though.
Depending upon what numbers he gives them.
Good job by the Bucks, though, for getting, yeah, right?
Great job getting on top of that.
Yeah, getting it back, right?
They tried to do the right thing.
They recognized it right away, mm-hmm. which was important.
First of all, why is Brady giving away all this stuff? Shouldn't Mike Evans be giving him all this stuff?
I know,
shouldn't
right?
Shouldn't Mike Evans be like, you know what, I screwed up, here's everything.
Yeah,
he just signed a big contract also.
Because Brady sneezes and money comes out of his nostrils. That's why Brady's doing it. I know Evans has money, too, but I don't know if Evans is married to Giselle. Or a Giselle type.
I think Giselle has a higher net worth than
she
Brady does.
She definitely does.
She absolutely does. Indisputably does. Out like there, a public record.
Extraordinarily impressive woman, Giselle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely.
Personally, I mean business-wise.
No, I know what you're saying. Absolutely.
Business-wise.
No question.
She's unreal.
Oh, her brands, her perfume, her clothes, mm-hmm. right? She's got all that. Ooh, how's it going? Little curveball.
Little curveball.
Breaking
say.
It off.
So who do you like? World Series.
I'm rooting for the Braves. Mm-hmm. I'd love to see the Braves win. And by the way, even if I didn't have this disdain for the Astros cheating ways, I would still want to see the Braves win. But I do think the Astros are going to win. I think it's going to be a deep series. I don't see a 4 or 5-game series. I see 6 either way. I'm going to say the Astros in 6 or 7, and I hope that I'm wrong. How about yourself?
I like, practically, how do you disagree with that? You just can't.
Well, you can't say the Astros don't have the pitching, which is what we talked to Middlebrooks about. He's not wrong without McCullers. He's talking about nasty deuce that Charlie Morton has. McCullers might have a better curveball.
Yeah.
And he's their ace. He's out. Granky's rusty. He's pitched, was it 45 pitches since September 12th?
But
something
the Astros
like that?
Just seem to bludgeon you.
They do.
They just seem to get on top of you.
And they don't strike out,
Deke. And they don't strike out. They always get hits. And then Correa they find a way. Or whoever hits
I know,
a home run,
I
all
know.
Of a sudden, it's way crooked.
So, they're tough to beat. They're tough. I'm going to say the Astros win. Hope I'm wrong. T, good show. Enjoy the World Series. Hey, my Knicks and the Sixers tonight on a little TNT.
Nice.
You know the Knicks are back when we're getting that national love. Everybody have a great night. We'll catch you tomorrow. Safe, sensible, sane. Bye-bye.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.